From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Dozens of shots rang out on West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson last night as two groups of people exchanged gunfire near a protest. St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports.
A late-night protest had begun to wind down when dozens of shots rang through the air. Ferguson resident Roberta Lynch ran for cover.
Michael Brown is at rest. We need to let Michael Brown rest in peace. He got taken away. An unfortunate incident, but we need to let this go. In the name of Jesus, we really do.
St. Louis County Police reported that two groups of people had exchanged gunfire near the protest. Four officers followed a suspect who then allegedly shot at them. The officers opened fire, and the individual is in critical condition. Police cleared the area a couple hours later. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar says he could not confirm if officers used tear gas or smoke. I'm Duri Buscarin.
It's been 4 years since Tiny Pinhook was swamped, along with 130,000 acres in southeast Missouri, when the government blasted three holes in a Mississippi River levee. What was left of the one-time Mississippi County village is finally being cleared out. The Cape Girardeau Southeast Missourian reports that bulldozers have begun leveling the final vestiges of the community that had about three dozen residents when it was purposely flooded in May of 2011. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers blew up the levee at Bird's Point to allow water into a spillway, ultimately saving threatened Cairo, Illinois. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmer says a man who opened fire on officers in Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical, unstable condition after being struck when the officers returned fire. Belmar said at a news conference earlier this morning that plainclothes officers had been tracking the man who they believed was armed during a protest marking the anniversary of the death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Belmar says the man approached the officers, who were in an unmarked police van, and opened fire. The officers returned fire from inside the vehicle. Then they pursued the man on foot. The chief says the man again fired on the officers. All four fired back. The man was taken to a hospital, where Belmar said he was in surgery. The man was not immediately identified. Belmar says the police shooting happened shortly after dozens of shots rang out around 11:15 Sunday as protesters were gathered on West Florissant Avenue. The shots sent the crowd running for cover. Missouri lawmakers are set to try to overturn the governor's veto of two bills that would allow court fees to raise money for capital improvement projects. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon argues that the bills fly in the face of legislation passed to cut down on court fines and fees in response to complaints about aggressive police efforts to generate revenue from residents who sometimes struggle to pay. But lawmakers say these bills would avoid the need to levy a general tax on residents. The bills would allow new fees to be collected in circuit courts for Jasper, Howell, Cape Girardeau, Clay, Cole, Platte, and Greene counties, along with any other circuit that serves a single non-charter county. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.